Now, I've been on a tour through the neighborhood council system where we have all kinds of fascinating issues that have come up tonight, planning issues in Echo Park. But, a couple of weeks ago now, I was in historic Highland Park. And one of the major issues that the neighborhood council was dealing with on their very first night of the new board was the 710 tunnel project. And here to talk a bit about the project and some of the issues surrounding that project, historic Highland Park board member, neighborhood council board member, Janet Dodson. Hello, Janet.
Good evening, Kevin. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
Well, thanks for taking some time tonight. I'll keep you for a couple segments if I can.
It's fine with me. It's great to have someone willing to cover local issues. Apparently not many people have heard about this tunnel, and we think it's time for a little sunshine.
Well, I think you're right. So tell us just kind of in summary fashion what the project is, where it came from, and what they want to do.
Well, I'm afraid that this question of closing the gap, the so-called gap between the 710, is a multi-decades issue. And it was started really back in the 50s, and there have been decades of protests about rolling the freeway through South Pasadena. And in 1999, there was a federal injunction enjoining Caltrans from building the freeway at all and mandating that they maintain the houses that they seized, which... there were about 500 houses that Caltrans bought in 1960. So they were completely prohibited from expending state or federal funds to construct the freeway. So that stopped the surface freeway altogether. Then in 2003, Caltrans and the MTA came up with another idea. They began feasibility studies for a tunnel. They spent about $7 million so far just on these feasibility studies. The tunnel they want to build would span through one of five possible routes that they call zones. And there would be two 50-foot diameter tunnels, approximately 150 feet underground.
Wait, let me just grasp the size.
It's really big.
Wait, 250 feet. So that's a 5 to 6 story building, in essence.
Each.
150
rail tunnels. These are car and truck tunnels. This is the biggest kind of tunnel anybody builds.
Yeah, 150 feet below the ground.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The plan. That's what they're telling us.
Okay, continue.
Depending on the route that they choose, there are five possible ones they're exploring. The length would be between 4.5 and 5.5 miles long. These are the longest ever built in the U.S., and they would require 200-foot-wide concrete portals at the entrances and exits. And the south portal would be in El Sereno near Valley Boulevard, destroying hundreds of the Caltrans homes that they bought. The north portal would depend on which route they choose, and there would be no exits along these routes.
Okay, so just to get the stats, Janet, we've got two basically five to six story tunnels under 150 feet below the ground, stretching 4.5 to 5 miles with nothing in between,
right,
but just pure tunnel.
Yeah, that's it. That's the plan. Now,
okay,
the machine to build these tunnels has not even been built yet. It would be, when it would get built, the biggest in the world. There are other similar tunnels that have been built in China, Spain, Italy, and Switzerland. And the machines that dig those tunnels are 6 stories high, built in Germany by a company called Herrenknecht. Now, the foreign workers and managers who are experienced with these gigantic machines to dig the tunnels will have, if the tunnel were to be built here, the high-quality jobs. Not the local workers, designers, and engineers of Los Angeles. No one, not even the Caltrans engineers who want to play with the big machines, no one has that kind of experience.
So we would have to import those jobs.
Completely. Now, this is something that the local politicians talk about a lot.
Yeah.
They say this tunnel will bring a lot of jobs to the area. Well, it won't, because the high-paying quality jobs, the highly skilled jobs, will be held by foreigners, because no one would build this kind of tunnel with inexperienced designers and engineers and labor. They're going to hire the people who've already done this kind of thing. Now, none of those tunnels that has already been built has come through, of course, earthquake country.
Right.
Last August, just a couple months ago, we had in Zone 2, of the proposed tunnel, 5 small earthquakes in Highland Park, Glass Salmon, Washington. 5 of them. So the proposed routes also cut through several water table channels, creating the great likelihood of flooding. The routes they have in mind all start at Valley Boulevard in El Sereno, and then they go through different areas, Cypress Park, Glassell, Highland Park, Pasadena, of course, San Marino, and there's even one route, which we think is very unlikely, that goes very far east to connect up with the 105 near Irwindale.
Janet, we need to take a break for our bottom of the hour news, but when I come back, I'd like to ask you what the goal, let's, hypothetically speaking, let's assume they're going to build this tunnel. What is their stated goal for such a big dig, if you will?
Oh, don't say big dig. Because you know we're going to talk about the big dig.
Of Boston.
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, we will talk about the big dig, mm-hmm. and we will talk about what their goals, anyway, at least their stated goals, mm-hmm. for this, what do they call it, the 710 tunnel?
They call it the 710 extension.
Okay, the 710 extension.
It's a tunnel. It's not a freeway, because the freeway has been done in. They're not going to be able to do that.
All right, well, we will get more information from our historic Highland Park board member, Janet Dodson, on the 710 extension, which is the 710 tunnel, including the explanation of what at least state is telling us, or the MTA is telling us their stated goal of having such a tunnel is. Stay with us. The Kevin James Show, tackling the local issues. This one, you can imagine the construction disruption of a significant part of the city if this one were to get underway. And when we come back, we'll have Janet tell us the price tag on this doozy. The Kevin James Show, right back on 870 KRLA.